Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. Guys, y'all better get excited because we've got a fun show for you today, and we are pouring all the tea, Gary.
Whoa.
Yep, what? And it's hot, hot, and more hot.
What?
Speaking of hot, we talked to Jon Hamm, Jamie Foxx, and Ansel Elgort about their new movie, Baby Driver.
Okay.
And, of course, L.A. will be joining us in a minute. But first, Brett, tell us who's on the cover of the August issue of Vanity Fair, girl.
Girl, it is Serena Williams, honey.
Yes.
She looks amazing. Like, she looks like, to me, an African goddess. Like, this is what she looks like.
She looks good, but what I don't like about it, I don't like they didn't blend in her weave.
Where?
I don't like that.
She is bucket naked on the cover. Okay. You may be the only man on earth looking how her weave is blended.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Just need her hair blended.
Well, y'all, Serena and tennis great John McEnroe seem to be in a heated match of their own.
What?
It all started over the weekend when John said that if Serena played on the men's circuit, she'd be like number 700 in the world.
That is impossible.
700?
Is that mean the tennis player 700?
I don't know, but that's like a low blow.
Why is he opening his mouth on a female tennis player comparing it to a male player?
Well, the Queen Serena served John a couple of aces last night. She tweeted, "Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have time. Respect me and my privacy as I'm trying to have a baby. Good day, sir."
Oh, good day, sir.
That was a beautiful read, honey.
I love that. Does he not know she's over there cooking a baby right now?
Hello.
Her hormones and her nerves are on 10,
her
okay?
Her feelings are all over the place, honey. She's very emotional. She will let him have it.
She will.
Well, John was on CBS this morning and asked if he wanted to apologize. He said no, and then after Charlie Rose read Serena's tweets, this was John's reaction.
Serena's, you know, has a way with words. I've been in the room five different times with five of my kids were born. I don't want anything to go wrong with Serena because she's pregnant. I don't want to upset her or whatever. My rankings would be Roger, you know, Rafa, close second. Rod Laver was my idol. Then I throw Pete Sampras in. He's the greatest fast court player. Serena Williams at five. And number six, Novak Djokovic. Okay, you happy now?
Yes, I'm happy.
Yes, I am. Serena.
Better go ahead and backpedal, boo, because she was going to come for you.
Huh? Yeah, let's rate that backpedal. I rate it at a one.
I rate it at a one as well. Five, we're not taking that.
Exactly.
Boo.
Yeah, but he's doing that to sell that book, too, so that's.
What book?
He's selling the book.
Yes, and he has the book out.
So he's got to speak Serena's name to bring some light to his book and himself because nobody's really giving a damn.
Yeah.
Books is like the white mixtape. Speaking of clapbacks, last night Nicki Minaj performed at the NBA Awards and she used the stage to pretty much try to settle or maybe even even the score with Remy Ma. Now, she performed Realize with 2 Chainz, No Frauds, and the song she has with Katy Perry, Swish Swish, which all have, you know, Remy Ma disses sprinkled in there like
like this.
Yeah, like the man with the salt.
With the salt. Salt bae.
She said, you think you cute with your Aether record? I don't care because I just broke Aretha's record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. She sold more records than Aretha Franklin, more chart placements than Aretha Franklin. It's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting that.
Why not?
Because I like divas. Aretha Franklin.
You're going to get over it. Yeah, Nicki's going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my favorite part of Nicki's performance is James Harden's reaction to the performance. Like, he was looking like a person who was on a deserted island who was seeing a steak for the first time.
Yeah, he was. Hold on, wait a minute. Yes, James Harden was in love, but I'm looking at the man behind him the same way.
Oh.
Who is that behind James Harden?
Mm. Do your best James Harden impression looking at that man.
He do look like she a piece of meat, though.
He was gorgeous.
If you're watching the show, Porsha's single.
Whoever you are, slide in Porsha's DMs. Mm-hmm. It's Porsha for real.
Yes. Instagram.
You just made the confession that you were no longer dating younger guys.
He look red to go with me.
Red to go.
Yes, let me find who he is. I'm about to do my research right now.
All right, y'all, now shifting gears. It's time to talk about action, and you can't have action without Los Angeles, am I right?
That's right.
So we got Heidi, Frank, and Eric. What up, y'all?
What's going on, Atlanta?
Happy Tuesday.
Hi, y'all.
Now, Eric, bring on the action.
Yes, it's time for Action Block 2017. There are a bunch of action stars in the news, and I am going to kick it off with Ryan Reynolds, who is a real-life action hero. He saved his nephew's life. He posted this picture on Instagram after taking a CPR course and said, "Years ago, I took a CPR course through the Red Cross, and holy shit, I ended up saving my nephew's life because I knew what to do. True story. Yesterday, he took a refresher course. He goes on to thank some of the instructors, and he does thank these two helpful yet lifeless dolls whose vacant ocular cavities will haunt me until end times."
Do you know how many women out there are probably faking needing some sort of assistance with him? Like, "Oh, I think I need help."
Is Ryan around?
Is your tongue supposed to be flapping around in there while you're dying?
I think so. That's what
it is.
But it's like, where can you hang out to put these skills to the test, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
anywhere. You could be chewing gum. You could be eating a piece of steak. You could be dropping grapes in your mouth like Gary does.
That's Heimlich maneuver. You're thinking of a different maneuver. That's Heimlich maneuver.
Right.
I'd love to give Porsha the Heimlich maneuver.
I'd
just like to make her choke.
Not with my gag reflexes, you won't. Such a lie. I choke with my toothbrush every day.
Well, I also have a story for our Action Block 2017. We're not going to get that right, probably.
No, we're not.
Charlize Theron, I love her. She is in the news because she admitted that she punched Terry Hatcher in the face. And she recently did an interview with W Magazine where she said back in the 90s, one of her first big movies that she was in, it was a movie called 2 Days in the Valley. She said she punched her co-star really bad. So take a listen to what she had to say.
I hit Terry Hatcher really bad. I connected right in her face. And I felt terrible. I felt really bad. I did knock any teeth out, but I think she was a little bruised. I was, like, very poor, so I bought her, like, you know, really cheap beer, a card, to just say I'm so sorry.
Did she punch her in the face on purpose, or was it accidental during a scene?
I think she means it was accidental, like, doing a scene.
Because I heard Terry can be pretty annoying. Would that be enough for you if some woman accidentally punched you in the face? A six-pack of cheap beer and a card, would that be enough for you?
Hell no.
No.
She definitely gave her a career punch. You don't see Terry Hatcher in much
ever,
no more.
Ever.
The tables have turned.
She punched her right to the blacklist. Damn.
Well, baby, honey, I also have a story for Action Block 2017. Now, y'all, The Rock, y'all, who is one of the biggest action stars in the world, he posted a video, y'all, on his Instagram with a caption saying, "Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of his biggest heroes when he was a kid, and he thanked Arnold for being so nice to him when he first started in Hollywood, and then he did this."
Arnold, come get me! That's awful, Arnold. Impersonation. That was for you, Brad. That sucked, yes. So you're big dog.
That was a mess.
Oh, that was bad, guys.
It could have been worse, though. You think you could do a better one?
Yeah, I could do a damn better one.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
What? That's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, it is.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh! All right.
Yeah. I think Porsha owes everyone a cheap six pack of beer.
Don't go away. Is there trouble in paradise for David and Victoria Beckham? That spicy story coming up after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. So it's time for a special double summer edition of
It's the Damn! girl!
Well, first up, we have Britney Spears, who posted how she gets that body in shape with the video of her at the gym getting her sweat on.
Now, that's impressive.
Yeah, she looks pretty toned.
I didn't see any sweat, though.
Nah.
She's looking like the Britney when she first came out.
Exactly, the teenage Britney.
Yeah, but she done lost that little Louisiana booty she used to have. Mm-hmm. She used to have the little curve booty. Did that video inspire anybody?
It inspired me, but I can't do that.
Now, you could do that. That seemed real simple, Gary.
It did.
And you already said you liked that one position.
That's just like that one position when she bent all the way back. I wish I could do that, girl. Oh.
Practice makes perfect, Gary.
Your back a little too tense, Gary.
I know it is.
The bend ain't there, though. It's going to break.
It
ain't bendable. It's breakable.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Gary, we called us from the hospital to talk about,
bitch. I tried to do Britney.
Well, next up, we have Taraji P. Henson, who is embracing her natural frizz for the summer. She posted a selection of snaps and videos of her new do on Instagram.
Now, that's dope.
That is very different.
She's
I like it.
That on Empire.
And you know what? And I think all y'all women should embrace your natural frizzy. I mean, Brad, y'all got frizzy, but I said
I wouldn't
natural,
call it frizzy.
Though.
I would call it curly. Is this her natural hair?
Well, yeah. So have y'all ever thought about that?
Yeah, sure, Gary. She's curly right now, Gary.
I said natural.
He trying to be funny.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You should embrace your natural and let all your grays come out.
All right, so we all remember a time when we were kids where our parents got into a fight in public, and it was extremely embarrassing, and you just think your world's going to end. And it's not just regular people that it happens to. It happens to A-listers, too, because there was a rumor that David Beckham and his wife, Victoria Beckham, got into a huge fight at Glastonbury Festival, music festival there. So onlookers told the Sun newspaper that their son, Brooklyn, 18-year-old son, Brooklyn, stepped in to try to make everything better. Like, Mom, Dad, okay. And here's quote what he said. Don't worry, Dad. I'll get you a drink before ordering him, his dad, David Beckham, a double gin and tonic.
Is it kind of weird that your kid knows your exact drink, a double gin and tonic?
I was making my dad's drinks when I was 8 years old. He would shake his rocks glass at me and he'd go, hey, hi. Clink, 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 clink. And I'd get up and I knew I'd fill half the glass with Early Times Kentucky bourbon. And then I'd do a splash, a tab. I'd mix that up. And there got to a point where I had to taste a little bit. That's how he likes it.
Yeah, double gin and tonic is way more A-lister than Early Times and Tab.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, girl.
I got a gift for you.
Oh, how sweet. What is it?
Well, you know how busy you are when you're traveling your fabulous life. It's hard to get in contact with you.
Well, girl, yes, I'm very busy.
And also, I think that you could stand to lose a few pounds here or there.
What? Bitch, what you mean a damn few pounds?
Hold it.
Well, wait a minute.
I got something to help you in both departments. I got you the 3-Plus Swipe See Fitness Tracker smartwatch. It lets you see incoming calls, read texts, and track your fitness. Baby, you can also make sure that you're never late for work again with this vibrating alarm feature.
Oh, honey, that's cute.
And guess what else?
What?
You can also keep up with how many steps you take per day and how many calories you burn.
I love it, but wait a minute now, girl, honey. Does it come in different colors, honey? Because you know, baby, honey, how I just love to match my accessories.
Gary, chill. It comes in 6 different colors, so it can match any outfits you want to slay in.
But you know what? I know how bougie you can be, child, honey. You know, honey, how I can't be cheap, honey.
Well, Gary, that's where you're wrong, boo.
What?
Now, normally it's $60, right?
Uh-huh.
But for you and our Dish Nation family, it's only $24.
$24? Oh, hell, $24? Oh!
$24. Oh! Gary, get up. You don't have long to make the most of this deal. So go to morningsave.com and change the way you keep in touch and stay in shape forever. Up next, y'all, find out what went down when Headcrack met Jimmy Fox and John Hamm for their new movie, Baby Driver.
Hey there, welcome back. Now, Baby Driver hits theaters tomorrow, and I had a chance to see it, and listen, it's ridiculous.
It was like, good?
It's a great movie. Everybody shows up. I had a chance to sit down with the director and the cast. Check it out.
Sitting here with the amazing Edgar Wright, the director of Baby Driver, and, you know, if you was at a stoplight and had to explain what the movie was about before the light turned green, how would you explain this film?
An action movie driven by music.
These days, baby, you gotta get blood on your hands.
Time to face the music.
Baby, we need to get out of here.
I have to end this.
Are we in bed together now?
Baby.
Baby?
Baby.
Doc said Michael Myers.
This is Mike Myers.
It should be the Halloween mask.
This is a Halloween mask.
No, the killer dude from Halloween.
Oh, you mean Jason.
No!
You guys were completely amazing in Baby Driver. And, you know, they say all the time that women are bad drivers. And I would imagine at some time or another, you guys probably got pulled over and had to lie your way out of a ticket. What is the craziest lie you ever told to get out of a ticket?
I shouldn't say this, but the first year that I was here, I didn't have a license and I was driving. So you can drive, you can drive with a Mexican license because it's international, but okay. After a year, right. You can't do it. And I remember I got pulled over and I got really, really nervous and I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm going for it. And I pulled down the window. I was like, hi. I don't speak English very, and I pulled it off. I did it. I'm
congratulations.
Sorry.
Congratulations. All right, so, like, you know, music is just as important part of this movie as the guys who are, you know, performing in it. If you guys were stuck listening to one song for the rest of your life because you have a 5-megabyte iPod, what song would that be?
One song.
For the rest of your life, one song.
Well, I know it's got to be Prince. What's the quintessential Prince song?
I could do Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Because it just vibes out for so long after the actual song is over and it's chill, like, doesn't get old.
I got to dig into the Prince crates, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I could pick one.
It's that I Want to Be Your Lover because it had that tasty. It was just, you sound like the music taste. Ding, 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 ding. I want to be your fun. I got to get that.
What about yours?
You know, we got the very good fortune to see Prince's last show in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Before he passed away. And if I could have a tape of that 90-minute show run in infinite loop, I'd be all right.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'd be all right. That was an insane show.
Now, you guys are big Hollywood stars now, but every now and then you have to think about before the fame, ragtime. What is the last thing you guys stole?
Last thing I stole?
Yeah. You know, because like, sometimes you got to keep the skills sharp.
I got to be honest with you. College, me and my roommate, he from Nebraska, we need some cash, right? And there was this little place called FA 300 where everybody would go and they would have dance class, like the ballets, but they would play the music through the sound system. So we found out where the little component set was. It was a little, you know, the little CD thing. Man, we took that thing.
Uh-oh.
So we take it and then we go try to sell it. And we were 18. We go try to sell it at the pawn shop. We walk in, hey man, we're like, get out of here with that stolen. He was like, oh. Get out of here.
And that was the end of your life of crime?
End of it.
Well, there it is. God bless you all, man. Baby Driver, we're here for it.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Like racial tension in the South, we're still here. Jamie Foxx was just on the Graham Norton show, and he revealed that he still likes going to clubs to meet women, but he admits it sucks sometimes because when he goes, all the girls are way younger than he is, and he's not that young no more.
I agree.
If the girl asked me how old I was, when I told him how old I was, you would have thought that I told him I had a terminal disease with it. I said, well, I'm 49. Oh, my God. Die from 49? Oh my God, let's pray he has 49.
Oh my God.
Jamie Foxx still got it, yo.
Stay your ass out the clubs, Jamie.
Yeah. No, but you're Jamie Foxx. You're supposed to still be pulling up in a club, though.
No, that don't matter to young chick. Trust me, when I was in the club, you may let him buy you a drink or two. But that is it. I don't care who you were. You are not getting our number.
But that old man is Jamie Foxx.
No. It doesn't matter to young girls. Gary, matter of fact, when you at Swingin' Richards, how old do you tell them you are?
No, one thing, this is honestly one thing I say, honey. When a person asks me my age, I tell them a lady that tells her age tells everything.
And they walk away.
Thank you.
Because anybody say that is definitely
over 50. Old as hell.
Right. Definitely over 50.
A lady never tells that.
All right, the show's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.